This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. Welcome to This Day in Sports History. It's December 18th, and on this day in 1932, the NFL played its first ever playoff game to decide its champion. Between the start of the NFL in 1920 through 1931, the champion of the league was decided by winning percentage. There weren't any playoff games or extension of the schedule past the regular season. But in 1932, the Chicago Bears and the Portsmouth Spartans, the team that would eventually become the Detroit Lions, each had 6 wins and 1 loss. They also must have really enjoyed ties back in those days, because the Bears had 6 of them that season, while the Spartans had 4. So, instead of having co-champions, the NFL decided to have an impromptu playoff between these two teams to decide the league winner. The game was scheduled to be played outside at Chicago's Wrigley Field, but a huge snowstorm blew into the Windy City and forced the game indoors at Chicago Stadium. Ah, but there was a problem. The venue could only accommodate an 80-yard field, so some special rules had to be put in place, the most significant of which was when teams moved inside the 10-yard line, the ball was pushed back 10 yards to simulate a longer field, and field goals were not allowed due to the goalposts having to be pushed forward. These two teams had played twice during the regular season, tying each time. But on this day, Chicago won 9-0 to win its 2nd NFL title. But the result of the game is really secondary. The impact to the league adopting an official championship game the following year, along with a few other rules changes, helped differentiate the pro game from the college game, leading eventually to the establishment of the Super Bowl that we know today. And it all started on this day, 91 years ago. Also on this day in history, in 2017, Kobe Bryant became the first NBA player to have 2 numbers retired by the same team. The Los Angeles Lakers honored Kobe by retiring his number 8 jersey, which he wore from 1997 through 2006, and number 24 jersey, which he wore from 2007 until his retirement in 2016. And in 2022, Argentina beat France in a penalty shootout to win the World Cup. Lionel Messi scored 2 goals and was named Man of the Match, while Kylian Mbappe scored a hat-trick in the loss. That's all for today. If you have a moment, rate and subscribe and let your sports-crazy friends and family know you found a new podcast they might enjoy. Thanks for listening, and I'll have more tomorrow on This Day in Sports History.
Hey there, sports history fans.
We've got some exciting news to share with you. 6 of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all 6 of them. Again, every vote counts, and we gotta show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You got to go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.